For our confession of sin today, we're going to continue with the theme that I've been working on and going through some of the fruit of the spirits and how we've fruit of the spirit and how we've fallen short there. The fruit that we're going to confess today is the gentleness that God requires of us. It's not only found there in the book of Galatians where it talks about the fruit of the fruit of the spirit, but it's found in many passages. One is 1 Timothy 6, where Paul tells Timothy to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and among those items he lists gentleness. Let's go to the Lord and seek his favor on behalf of our falling short in this area. Let's pray together. Almighty Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that you are the embodiment of gentleness. Its chief demonstration is found in your not treating us with the severity that our sins deserve here today. Instead of heaping upon us the harsh terrors of your wrath, you've been gentle with us, dealing with us only in favor and love. It's in lieu of this that we come to you this morning, and we want to confess before you that we have not lived up to our calling to mimic you in this great virtue of gentleness. Father, we confess that we are more akin to rabid animals and wild savages than we are akin to Christ. By nature, we're quick-tempered and blood-hungry. As people who are sinners by nature, we are prone to be cruel and austere rather than hospitable and civil in our temperament. Father, we acknowledge that we have not been gentle even in the midst of our own families, our dealings with our children. As fathers and mothers, we've been given the special duty to be honorable, invite their honor. But we fail to do so because we've been abrasive with them, critical of them, and unkind to them. You have given us children and charged us with the duty of nurturing them and with the same fatherly affection that you have bestowed upon us, being tender in our discipline and warm in our embrace. But again, we've fallen woefully short. When they have provoked us, we have not remained calm. When they have sought us out, we have not been sympathetic to their needs as we should. When they've been troubled in spirit, we have not been sensitive to this state. Father, we confess that we have not been gentle towards them. Neither have we been gentle towards our marriages and toward our spouses. We took vows to have and to hold, but oftentimes it would seem that we promised to yell and to chide. Forgive us, O Lord, for not gracing the one that you have put at our side with the amiable spirit that we ought. Forgive us as men for not treating our brides with the tenderness that is due to her as the weaker vessel. And pardon our failure to live with her with understanding as you call us to. Forgive our ladies, too, for the times when they have broken out against their husbands and not recognized their authority. Forgive them for not having demonstrated the meek and quiet spirit, the two gems of gentleness that characterize a submissive spirit. And Father, not only these spheres have we not been gentle, not lived up to our duty. But we have failed in so many ways, and we pray that you would forgive us for all the ways we have failed to bear this fruit of gentleness, for being overly sarcastic, for correcting one another but not with love, for lacking proper manners, for our failure to be polite, for all our expressions of hatred, for our undue anger, and for our fits of envy. These sins we bring to you, O God, solely because we know that a bruised reed you will not break, and a faintly burning wick you will not snuff out. We know you to be a gentle God, dealing with sinners who turn to you with grace. And so we lay our sins before you, asking that you would forgive us. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful, good word of the gospel that comes to us this morning comes from us from Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Praise be to God.